Hey everyone, it's Rachel Roberts.
And it's Megan Segura.
And you're listening to News with Booze, the Daily Dish News Edition.
Second week.
Woo! Yeah. We have a surprise for you all. Grace Rosen, not here.
Yeah, in fucking L.A.
In Los Angeles.
What up, what up, what up?
Yeah, this is L.A. That, Grace. That,
this is Grace now.
Yeah, yeah. She was kind of nasty earlier, and now she answers with, what up, what up, what up?
Right. Guys, it's all cool.
Wait. Fun fact, a la Grace, she was doing, like, some weird diet cleanse before she went.
I did.
To L.A.? Mm-hmm.
Yes!
What was your diet cleanse?
It was just, like, a lazy keto diet.
It was like a liquid lunch diet.
Oh, was that those weird soy drinks you tried me to drink? Get me to drink?
Soylent is a nutritionally complete meal replacement, yes. But today, since I've been in LA, I had a rutabaga pancake. I had a microgreen salad. I'm going all in.
I can't roll my eyes so hard LA. Enough.
Speaking of weird diets, did you see what Portia posted as her February challenge?
No, but I heard about this and I waited because I knew we were going to talk about
it. Wait, I haven't heard it. What is it?
Okay, so the February challenge is no fried foods, no alcohol, no juice, no soda, no cookies, no cakes, no candy, no chips.
Well, it's no fun.
I've really messed up, you guys.
Yeah. But she's vegan, right?
So like most of that stuff. Anyway. Yeah. Well, no, you guys get vegan cookies and vegan cake.
Juice
is fine. Do you think she can do it? I think it's interesting that she chose the shortest month of the year.
Oh!
Yep.
Could you do it, though, for 28 days?
I gave up alcohol for Lent, and it was really hard.
Wow.
So, no.
I was like, yeah, but that plus.
Plus, yeah. I mean, if you couldn't indulge in anything.
No, that's
that
not
would be
fun.
Really hard. So what is it? No cookies, no cake, no chips, no juice.
No candy.
No fried food.
No alcohol.
No soda.
No candy.
No alcohol.
What is there left? What do people eat?
Can't even have a sweet potato fry.
Oh, man. Well, I can't wait to see her updates. Because I bet she'll update all the time with her food. Do you think she'll take food pictures?
Right, because if you can't eat anything, you're just going to Instagram all day to fill the boredom.
Right. To fill the void. That the chip would fill. I love chips. I had pickle chips this weekend.
Mm.
Have you ever had pickle chips?
No, but I know you love pickles.
I do love pickles.
She likes a pickleback.
Oh, I do love a pickleback. We talked about it last week.
I've never had one.
What? Next week we're drinking picklebacks.
No, I don't think I can.
No, they're really good. Do you not like salt?
I do. I don't know. It's just, I don't know why. Like, yes, I do, and I love pickles, but the thought of drinking pickle juice grosses me out.
No. You'll love it.
Wait.
Yes.
Do you ever put pickle juice in your Dr. Peppers, or is that a Texas thing?
Everything Dr. Pepper is a Texas thing.
I guess, because people would say, oh, after tennis, or like after something sports-related, they'd put pickle juice in their Dr. Peppers.
What the doctor ordered?
Over here, Rachel and I are enjoying Molly Margaritas.
Yeah.
Now, what is a Molly Margarita, you might ask? It's just a margarita made by Molly, our stand-in producer.
Special, but I want to say we're Jose Cuervo-ing it up.
Yeah. Blue agave.
Blue agave. Yeah. I like mine.
Smooth.
Yeah, it's yummy. I just wish I had salt, because salt, I like salt. I was like literally going to go to my desk. That's what I was going to do. I was going to go to my desk and get salt. I couldn't remember what I was going to do earlier.
Do you keep salt at your desk, Rachel?
I was just going to like shot myself. Like, you know, when you lick your hand, you put salt on your hand and then you lick it again. Like when you get to take a shot of tequila.
Have you seen Cocktail?
Have you seen any? Have you been out? L.A. Grace is too healthy for even knowing what salt on your hand is shot.
I didn't know you were, I guess. I know what salt is. So the reason I'm out here is because the Vanderpump Rules after show is shooting. And while I'm not working on it directly, I was working with people who were working on it. So I know what tequila is. I spent the last 2 days with the Vanderpump cast.
Wait, give us the dirt. What's happening?
Right. Were they drinking for this? Because last year they drank for the after show. Because it was like,
oh, there was drinking. I will tell you, I went on the booze run the night before and I was like, there's no way that these six people are going to drink what I just purchased. And then I had to go out on a supplementary run.
Wait, give us a taste. Like, what were the alcohols they were?
Oh, I'll tell you exactly.
Taking in.
So, number one item on the list, 10 bottles of Vov. And then for day two, we had to go get 5 more.
They're just drinking champagne?
Well, because we started, our call time was like 9:45 in the morning. So, you got to start with champs.
Grace, at first I thought you were just like, I don't want to talk about this anymore, so I'm just going to transition into why I'm in LA. And then I realized you had a hook with the alcohol thing.
I got
you. But I was like, ugh, LA Grace.
It's all about self-promotion.
Yep. Anyway.
News?
With booze?
Yes. So the biggest news of the week, I don't even think I have to say it.
I'll say it. Kylie Jenner confirms. Yeah, I was pregnant. Yeah, I had a baby. Yeah, it was a girl.
Okay, so those of us who don't keep up, I knew she was pregnant because everyone was saying it, but she technically never announced.
She has never been seen, except for like maybe a grainy paparazzi photo, has never commented on it, has not been on social media.
Wow.
So this is like the reemergence of Kylie after 9 months.
That photo that Khloé put up of her pregnant next to Khloé, yeah. Pregnant Khloé, she is like so pregnant. So she's definitely not the kind of person that like didn't show. Do you know what I mean? How some people like...
Oh, well, did you watch the video?
I did, but then it was like 10 minutes and it was like Kris Jenner giving birth. And I was like,
I was like crying through the whole thing.
I was like impressed by how beautiful Kris Jenner was.
The whole thing was beautiful.
Oh.
And in it, Kylie goes to the doctor and the doctor's like, yeah, you're only supposed to gain this much weight. You're basically almost there. So I think she definitely indulged in this pregnancy.
But I just mean like, how was she able to hide that for so long? I'm so impressed.
For crazy. Someone who's been on reality TV since she was, what, like 11?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean, the only thing that worries me is now people are speculating that she named the baby Butterfly.
Oh, God.
Because in the video, she's wearing heavily butterflied up necklaces.
What if it's just butter or fly?
Neither. None. None of the above.
If you had to choose butterfly, butter, or fly, what would you choose?
I guess butterfly.
I think I would do butter. Yeah, Molly's with me, too.
You can't name a child butter. It's a South Park joke.
What are you saying? Butterface? Is that the joke?
No. Apparently it's a person named Butters. We don't know. I didn't even like Book of Mormon, so this is really out of my wheelhouse.
It was way too overhyped.
Yes, I agree. And, like, theater for me can never really be overhyped. Like, I'm always like, and then I go and then I cry. But I was just like,
Rachel's like, Chicago was amazing!
I genuinely loved Chicago. And it's a musical that has not been updated for 35 years. And I was like, this is amazing! Anyway, so Kylie, congratulations. We can't wait to hear the name.
Oh, but the best part is that we got to see Chicago West in the video.
Oh, can you just give me the time code of when that is? Like, of the video?
Yeah, so it's like 8:45.
From memory. Did you see, Megan, that Kim posted on her website? Our girls are 2 weeks apart, and I can't wait for them to be besties.
Oh, my God. Mm. And then Khloé's must be, like, right after. So they're all going to have kids the same age. That's so bananas.
You know, I always thought that the reason Kylie wasn't being outspoken about her pregnancy and all that stuff is because she didn't want to glamorize teen pregnancy. But I don't think that was it, because after watching that video, I was like, do I want to get pregnant?
No.
But, like, I've never felt the urge until I watched that video. And I was like, yeah, it seems great.
Well, first of all, the bounce back on her is going to be incredible because she's 19,
exactly.
20.
Yeah. It's going to be a rougher road for me.
I didn't didn't mean that. But yeah, I just kept, the whole time I just kept thinking, she's so young.
Yeah.
No judgment, but I just was like, I was thinking of myself at that age.
Right,
I was
just totally. Like,
oh my God. But she has a company. Such a world like, that, she's like, a CEO. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
of all the people that, like, okay. The kid's going to be fine, me, I would have been like, Mom,
yeah,
you raise this thing.
And what a power move to drop it, like, hours before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought that too, Grace. I was like, Kardashians once again. They're like, oh, this huge national event is happening. You know what's going to squash it? My fucking pregnancy. But speaking of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about the kid. The selfie kid.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't know his name, so I couldn't, like, help you out.
The Justin Timberlake selfie kid. And, like, I admittedly did not watch the Super Bowl, so I did not see the halftime show. I'm sorry,
world. You didn't even, like, come in to watch. I mean, because I didn't watch it, but I watched the halftime show.
Well, by the time I realized that you can stream it online for free, it was after the halftime show. So then I was like, well, and then I started watching the Super Bowl, and then I was like, no, I don't want to watch this. So then I watched, like, 10 minutes of the Super Bowl, and then I was like, wait, no, I've missed the part that I wanted to watch now.
Right.
The end. But then I, like, did stuff, and then my roommate just had it on, and then I watched the Eagles win at the end. So I did watch some
spoiler
of the Super Bowl.
Alert.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, guys.
Go Birds.
Those of you who were taping it or just came out of the coma, they won. Do you remember that Ben Affleck movie where he goes, I'm telling you because I assume you
I'm like,
this
which
movie.
One?
Yeah, yeah. I love this movie. Paycheck.
Yes.
When he goes like, I forget what he's doing, but he has to go away for like 30 years. And then he comes back and he's like, regular and the same, but he had like taped the World Series and then they spoil it for him, and I that's what I was thinking of just now. That's a great flick. Is anybody wants to see it?
A great aff flick.
Ah, can you just have a podcast where you review Ben
Affleck?
Affleck,
yes.
Yeah, you review Ben Affleck movies and you call it Affleck.
Oh my God, should I? Grace, can you produce that?
I'll produce it if we can get through some Bravo news today.
Okay, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to talk about the selfie kid because I didn't realize, as I didn't watch it, everyone was like, oh, he didn't even know who Justin Timberlake was. But then I watched an interview with him today, and he was like, he's my favorite singer. I was so excited. I was trying to get my phone to work.
I felt bad for him. Like, he was just, like, you know how everyone says, get off your phones, enjoy the moment. He was enjoying the moment, and Justin's like, get a selfie with me. And he's
right.
Like, pressure's on.
Right. He was so excited. Like, I just... Everyone lay off. He's like 12, 13 maybe. He has braces. Let him be a kid. You know what? I didn't think it was that boring, though. Oh. I had to, like, leave and go do stuff.
The last
I love Justin.
Good Super Bowl performance, in my opinion, was Beyonce, Chris Martin, Bruno Mars.
That was incredible. And
so
it,
good.
It broke the stadium. But I think Katy Perry did a really good job.
I don't remember that one. I don't.
How
think
do you
I,
not
I don't
remember?
Think I watched it. I'm sorry. I just don't think I
the
watched it.
The left shark? He couldn't even dance.
I knew there was a shark. I need to watch it.
I mean, it just gave us so much. It gave us that shark. She came in on a fucking, like, literal shooting star firework thing. No, she came in on a tiger. She, yeah, and then she, like, left on a shooting star.
I mean,
star.
I do love Katy Perry.
Yeah, and she gave us Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know about now Katy Perry, but Left Shark, Katy Perry, like, that was a great time. At least it gave us, like, a moment in the zeitgeist. Like, Justin Timberlake gave us the selfie kit.
Right.
Like, that's not the same.
It's a right. Mediocre meme.
I was disappointed. He needed to bring out Janet, and then literally we would all be losing our fucking minds.
No, that's just the worst part, is
yeah.
When you know what the person should do and they don't
it's
do it.
It's so obvious. And I don't know if he didn't want to do the obvious thing. But, like, he goes on SNL and does the obvious thing all the time, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, burn. Yeah. Uh-huh. Burn by Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, Jimmy? Fallon. He does it with Jimmy Fallon, too.
Would you have sex with Jimmy Fallon?
No.
I would.
Would you?
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat? I would have sex with 2001 Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, him, of course.
I also like.
This
I
is
feel
one
like,
mark.
Guys.
Was Johnny Carson put like monkeys
Grace,
on his head?
No offense, but this is your fault. You didn't have it ready.
And now we're drunk, so we're just going off on Jimmy Fallon. And what is okay? Anyway, But we have some Bravo-lebrity news.
Yes. I'm trying to think of a transition, but I don't have one.
Oh, God, Grace.
That wasn't good enough for
you,
Grace?
No, that was great.
That was like stand-up comedy gold transition. You didn't even know I did it. And now we're talking about something else.
Yes. Well, speaking of people that you might have sex with, a little bit of Bravo news from last week. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend react to being thrown into some Real Housewives of Atlanta drama.
Oh, yes, I would have sex with Chrissy Teigen. Was that the question?
Yes, yes, it was.
John Legend.
So this is, of course, in reference to the beef that's going down between Kim Zolciak and Kenya Moore in regards to a tweet that Kim sent that said, "Who does Brielle have to blow to get John Legend tickets?" And John and Chrissy appeared on Watch What Happens Live this week to address the drama.
Chrissy, what was your reaction?
The NeNe shade on that.
I know. Were you surprised that NeNe said the music was not great?
I agree with her. I don't think that going to my concert is enough to offer your daughter's services in that way. I think she would really enjoy the show, and I think it's worth a few hundred dollars to get it on StubHub.
Yes.
But I don't think it is worth that.
Okay.
Well, now so I agree with NeNe. I'm going to stop offering it, too.
And what was your reaction?
I was just so happy. I was absolutely thrilled.
You were. It was very exciting.
And then, because it almost went to actual blows. Yes. Over John tickets.
Yes, and
it
the
was
tweet,
so cool.
And you were involved. And John was involved.
And it was like, should I share the
tweet? You were honored.
I wanted to jump in and defend Kim. I wanted to be like, yeah, we are friends. Like, we text, and she came to the show, and we're friendly. And, but I got scared. Honestly, I'm scared to jump into any Atlanta fight.
Yes.
Atlanta's my scariest.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should want to come to my show.
Yes.
And it's a great experience. Just don't offer your daughter up for it.
Yes. And you were a story beat on Atlanta Housewives.
Yes, and I was proud.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
It was incredible.
Very good. Well,
so not only is he shading them for the tweet offering Brielle to blow somebody for John Legend tickets, but also for being cheap, which is amazing. John Legend, burn. Also, I don't know, I just love him so much. I am like longtime fan. I saw him at BAM. Spike Lee was in the audience.
Ooh.
Lupita Nyong'o was in the audience.
Ooh.
It was amazing. But some motherfucker was talking the whole time behind me. The whole concert. And BAM.
I can't imagine you didn't say something,
though. I didn't, because I kept being like, it's one of those things that if you say something, it might get louder. So I didn't want to like encourage them to keep being assholes. I was like, I'll ignore it and it'll stop. And like every time I kept being like, oh, it's waned. It's waned. I'm not going to say anything.
I'm that person in a movie theater. I've twice told people, cut it out.
Really?
Like I'm watching a movie.
Me and my friends used to get kicked out of theaters for like talking through the whole time.
Oh.
But remember when you just like go to see movies all the time?
Yeah. No, I mean, yes.
Well, next week, what are you going to say?
Are you still happy? You said you liked news and booze.
Yeah, folks, how was this edition?
This is us, okay?
This is us!
Should we talk about it? You guys, Rachel and I love This Is Us.
If you're not a fan, clear out tomorrow and just watch it all. There's 24 hours. I think there's only been like 20 episodes.
All right, here's the one thing I want to say about the last episode. And I'm not going to spoil it.
I was going to say, spoiler alert
no,
for those
of you
who haven't watched.
We see Mandy Moore at a vending machine. She thinks she hears Jack saying, Beck, hey, Beck. And she turns around. He's not there. She's like, oh, I imagined it. My dad, when I broke my arm, he was taking a shower and thought I called his name. At the exact time I broke
my
arm.
Wait, I don't remember her doing that.
Oh!
He said, Beck?
You hear him say, hey, Beck? She turns around, and he's not there.
No.
Because he was dying.
No. I didn't remember that. I was focused on the Mars bar. She, like, I feel like Mandy Moore doesn't get enough credit because this episode, she shone so brightly.
Well, she has been nominated. I mean, she should have. I want to give her the award, but she has been nominated a few times. Yes, for Emmys. And Milo wasn't. And I was like, what the fuck?
He's fan fuck. fantastic.
Yes.
But what I will say is that Mandy Moore is really good because we don't consider how she has to play two people, essentially. She has to play a young mother and she has to play
an
old
woman. I don't like how unpretty they make her as an older woman. I think that she would have aged a little gracefully. Or
I think she looks really pretty.
No.
Molly's trying to wrap it up.
Sorry, guys. We'd love to talk to you about this more, but we have to fucking wrap it up.
It's almost 7. Molly has to go because we respect her time. I'm sorry, Molly.
Links to all the stories we talked about are in the description. But also, follow us on social. If you want to hear more about our thoughts,
I tweeted about this is us last night.
Or anything.
Really anything. I'm going to watch The Bachelor tonight. It's Monday, so everyone knows.
And, I'm at Meg Segura.
I'm at Rachie Robb on Twitter and at Suspiciously Small on Instagram. I just got 1,000 followers and I was really excited.
I saw.
I was really excited. And I was like, do I do a post about that? But then it felt sad.
I think 1,000's a big deal.
But yes, again, I just want to say thank you to all. Now I'm like doing a speech. Thank you to all our fans.
And to God, because I can feel God in this podcast studio tonight. Grace, do you want to give your social handles? I doubt anyone cares, but go ahead.
I don't want to.
Grace! You have to.
All right, we're done. It's over.
Okay, bye.
Great, you didn't give your social handles.
She's not going to. She refuses.
You can.
I'm gonna tweet all my fans right now. Everybody, message Grace Rosen.